Chapter 3. William takes the lead. Some time later, Morell became seriously ill. His wife nursed him, and being strong, he soon recovered. He depended on her almost like a child, and she was more tolerant of him now, because she loved him less. Instead, she turned for love and life to the children, and he half accepted this, letting them take his place in her heart. When they sat together at night, he was restless, feeling a sort of emptiness. Then he went off to bed, and she settled down to enjoy herself alone, working, thinking, living. The baby Paul hated to be touched by him. Usually a quiet baby, he went stiff in his father's arms and immediately started to scream. He was a pale, rather silent child, and his face often wore a worried or puzzled expression. Now, another baby was coming, the fruit of this time of peace between the parents. This new baby was again a boy, and they called him Arthur. He was very pretty, with a head of golden curls, and he loved his father from the first. Hearing his father's footsteps, he used to wave his arms and laugh. At the same time, William grew bigger and stronger and more active, while Paul, always rather slight, got thinner and followed his mother around like a shadow. When William was 13, his mother got him a job in the Cooperative Society office. His father wanted him to become a miner, like himself. "He's not going down the mine," said Mrs. Morell. "And there's an end of it. If your mother put you in the mine at 12, it's no reason why I should do the same with my boy." She was very proud of her son. He was a clever boy, with an open nature, and eyes of the clearest grey. He went to night school and trained as a clerk. Then he became a teacher at the night school. He could run like the wind. When he was 12, he won first prize in a race. He could jump higher and throw farther than any boy in Bestwood. William began to get ambitious. He gave all his money to his mother. He went about with the sons of shopkeepers and the school teacher. He enjoyed all the social and sporting life that Bestwood offered. He also liked dancing, in spite of his mother. He was a great favourite with the ladies, and enjoyed telling Paul about his successes. About this time, he began to study. With a friend of his, he started to learn French and Latin and other things. He and Fred Simpson studied together till midnight, sometimes till 1 o'clock. Soon, he grew pale, and Mrs. Morell, alarmed, begged him to take better care of his health. When William was 19, he suddenly left the cooperative office and got a job in Nottingham. Now, he had 30 shillings a week instead of 18. His mother and father were proud of him. It seemed that he was going to succeed in life. William stayed at his job in Nottingham for a year. He was studying hard, but he still went to all the dances and parties. Then, he was offered a position in London at £120 a year. "They want me in Lime Street on Monday week, Mother," he cried, his eyes shining as he read the letter. Mrs. Morell felt everything go silent inside her. "Didn't I tell you I could do it? Think of me in London. And I can give you £20 a year, Mother. We shall all be rolling in money." "We shall, my son," she answered sadly. As the day of his departure came closer, She felt increasingly desperate. She loved him so much, and now he was going away. She felt that he was going out of her heart, leaving her only pain and sadness. Before he left, he was just 20. William burned his file of love letters from his lady friends. Then he went off to London to start a new file.